Number one, anybody in the business of selling firearms must get a license and conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions. It doesn't matter whether you're doing it over the internet or at a gun show. It's not where you do it, but what you do. Number two, we're going to do everything we can to ensure the smart and effective enforcement of gun safety laws that are already on the books, which means we're going to add 200 more ATF agents and investigators. We're going to require firearms dealers to report more lost or stolen guns on a timely basis. Number three, we're going to do more to help those suffering from mental illness get the help that they need.
Executive orders from Obama about gun laws, and he's pushing them through, changing them. Mm-hmm. It's confusing to me because, one, and we've come on here quite openly and said that we both know nothing about politics when it comes to that. Mm-mm. And there's this whole argument over gun laws and people who will say that it's a conspiracy theory that the government sets up these mass shootings to just in time to push their gun laws through. And it's a whole fight with the gun lobby. We need a politics for dummies person on here that can come on here and say this stuff to us in terms I can understand. Because it seemed to me, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, 424-1234, you're making it more difficult for people who are already following the law. Criminals don't follow the law.
No, they break the law regardless.
Yeah, so it doesn't, they're not buying guns legally. And I know, we were listening to Obama there, and I know he said that right now, violent criminals and felons can buy guns online. So maybe, I know that he's looking to push that through, where it's not, as he said, it's not where you sell it, it's how you sell it.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, who's this?
Hey, Patch, it's Ed and Bear. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Hey, Ed.
I'm doing well. Hey, admittedly, I got in the car, and I only caught the last minute of your last segment on gun control.
Okay.
But this is a very important issue, okay? The president and the government right now is playing on our fears, okay? This gun show loophole, this buying guns on the internet stuff is all fake and phony and smoke, okay? I just bought a gun on the internet, and the process was, as I paid for it, I gave them the FFL gun shop that I wanted it sent to.
Okay.
It got shipped to them, okay? Right. I knew when it got there because I had the UPS tracking code. I went over there. I filled out the Delaware paperwork, all right? I had already paid for the gun. Once the Delaware paperwork passed, which was minutes, I was allowed to take my weapon. Okay?
So they don't just send it right to your house?
Negative. It has to go to an FFL gun shop.
Ed, and here's what, because Petch and I have both said, which is what you missed in the beginning, is that we don't know anything when it comes to politics. But to me, if you're, people who are already following the law aren't the ones who are the problem.
Right. But they're the ones they're trying to take the rights from. Okay. If they wanted to do something about this, then they would let the stop and frisk happen. As soon as stop and frisk went away in New York, it exploded again.
What's stop and frisk? When they would just stop people randomly and frisk them?
It wasn't just stop and frisk. They would go up to someone, they would talk to them, and then from that conversation and the person's demeanor, they may frisk them.
Okay? Was this race-based? Did this just happen not too long ago? Was this a big issue because it was race-based profiling?
Well, they wanted to say that, but I mean, look, when it comes to legal things and stuff like that, it's not just race. I mean, if you have a bad neighborhood in the south of Chicago and you stop and frisk and then the numbers happen to be a lot of colored people, then what do you do? I mean, do you say, okay, we stopped one in this neighborhood, we have to stop one in a white neighborhood?
Yeah.
No, look, there's reality. And the reality of it is the president, you know, is doing his agenda.
So what happens
We could go on for hours,
Ed,
but this is his thing.
Ed, what happens with, do people, does this, because it's his executive orders. Is this Obama saying it and it gets pushed through? Because I thought, from what I learned in social studies in eighth grade, is that there's all these checks and balances and people have to vote on it and stuff.
No. He, and I mean, if you guys would look at politics, he's done a lot of these executive orders. Now, the executive order is actually only good until he leaves office and the next president decides, okay, I'm happy with that, I'm going to leave it alone, or I'm going to use my pen and I'm going to erase it.
Mm.
Okay, well, thank you for...
Well, maybe Donald Trump. Well, I'm just kidding. Ed,
let's hope it's not Donald Trump.
Ed, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, very nice speaking with the both of you.
Thanks,
buddy.
You
too. Bye.